Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show, thanks for choosing us. Bit of Tim Curry at the end there from Legend. That's what it reminds me of. Today's show, we're going to talk about the pioneering land and the music industry and movies and lots of interesting news and topics. If you'd like to give us a call to share any bit of interesting, you know, news you have yourselves or any interesting experiences, or if you want to make a comment from last week's show where we were talking about cryptozoology, then give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Before we begin, I should do a sound check to make sure I'm sounding pretty damn sexy. Yeah, I'm sounding like a 10 on the hotness scale there, so please sit back. Open your mind and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hi, everybody, and it's Happy Tuesday. So glad that you guys could come and join us today. Today we're going to have so many fun things to talk about. We do have some people that are in the queue as well, and we'll be taking your calls in a moment. And the first person we'll be talking to is from area code 916. So just hang tight till we get to, you know, we'll get to that portion of the show when we start taking calls. We also want to say hello to, you know, people all over the world. Other worlds too. My cousin in Australia is listening in today. His name is Dexter. So hello, Dexter. Hope you're having a
good day, mate.
Hope you're having
that stereotypical to say that. I mean,
probably. But anyway, he should be moving to Canada. He should be moving to Canada soon.
Why?
Well, Chippy's there. His brother Chippy and Chippy's wife is there.
I don't mean there's a why. Why did he go to Canada?
And so he's, you know, they were all in Australia together, but Chippy is working in the music industry, which is something that we'll be talking about too. We've been watching stuff. So we're going to talk about that sort of thing. We're going to be talking about the pineal gland, which is not related to
pineal gland.
The pineal gland, which is not something that's perverted, Dex. I'm just telling him that. It's something that is it's related to your third eye, and we're also going to be talking about music industry, like you said. We're going to be talking about conspiracy, movie conspiracy.
Oh, thank God! Don't repeat to what happened last time.
Oh, I know.
Or do we? We're spreading fear, you know.
But if anybody wants to call and share in the topics, the number you can reach us at is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. I hate it when you do that. Be silly. But we're also going to be talking about current events, and I don't think we're going to be talking about the stuff that happened at the Video Music Awards, because that is something that is just not going to be brought up. But anyway.
You just brought it up.
Well, I'm just telling people that they don't have to worry about us really going into it, because I know everybody's sick and tired of hearing about it. So we'll talk about whatever crazy stuff that you have dug out of the trash to talk about today.
Jay. In America. What? Why? That's not, I'm definitely said two words.
No. Go on.
In America, we can hit up the drive-thru and order some chicken nuggets and a shake. But in Switzerland? Well, you'll soon be able to order your very own prostitute. Drive-through sex boxes will be opening in Zurich, Switzerland. Horny dudes will drive down the sex route, where there'll be up to 40 prostitutes, where they'll be open for business. The customers will choose the prostitute, settle on a price, and then will be allowed to have sex in one of the boxes. Sounds real good, doesn't it? The drive-through will be open 7 days a week, from early evening until 5 in the morning. There are rules to this sex stop, though. You have to be in a vehicle in order to participate. You can't walk up there or stop by on a motorcycle. They didn't mention anything about skateboards, but I'm assuming they do not accept them. According to the local social worker, they are opening the facility to help regulate the sex industry. Apparently, it's a bit of a control over there right now. Oh, sorry, it's a bit out of control at the moment. Can you just imagine if something like that opened here? You thought the line to McDonald's was long. You're combining the two things Americans like most in the world, sex and laziness. Whoa!
What?
Mixing those two things over here would be an extremely dangerous thing to do. Can't say that. Is that true?
What? I don't even know. Where is this coming? Where is this supposed to be in Las Vegas? Where is this supposed to be?
Switzerland, I said.
Oh, I thought you were saying that it was in America.
No, it said, imagine if they said, imagine.
Okay. I was about to say, that's crazy. Switzerland. Who wants to do that? Well, actually, probably Dexter would do that. Will you do that, Dex?
Be careful. You know, it might serve up front and sell some fries with that.
So,
get one of your special chocolate shakes.
Let's move on. Move on. Move on.
Okay. here's something. A veteran Detroit paramedic is being held a hero after he saved the life of a man having a heart attack while he was having one himself. Joseph Hardman was giving CPR to a patient who hasn't been named. Last Friday morning, when on the way to the hospital, he began having severe chest pains. His partner drove them both to the Detroit Medical Center's 24/7 cardiac care unit. The paramedics dropped off the patient before Hardman himself went into the ER. His union president, Joe Barney, said on Saturday he dropped his patient off alive while he was having a heart attack, then went to ER, where they treated him immediately. He survived and is in fact laying 3 beds over from the guy he brought into the hospital. Weird is that?
That is weird.
I had a news article actually from last week. I didn't get around to reading it, and I'll have to find that. I saw something today. Found interesting. If I wait for it to load. Well, anyway, that's loading. Eminem's bringing out a new album. Slim Shady's coming back. Slim Shady. And it's going to be called the Marshall Mathers LP 2. Because we all know that the Marshall Mathers LP was the best album, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a good album. It really was. You know, there's a bunch of conspiracy theories out there that think that Eminem actually was killed. Anyway, go on.
Do you reckon?
I'm just saying what there are some that are. I haven't even really sat back and even thought about it, you know?
Well, that'll explain why some of his music went down the drain. Why his music suddenly... I lost a bit of interest after the... which one was it? Curtain Call? No, wait a minute. Yeah? No. Encore? I think I didn't find much interest in his last couple of albums, really, but...
Not as hungry as you used to be, sometimes you just aren't as... You know, you just don't have that punch.
But then again, you know, his friend Proof was shot. His friend Proof.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say that, you know, that was the powers that be threatening him.
Right.
He was doing what he wanted to, but... Anyway, I'll go more into that in a bit, but I just want to say it's taken 3 years, but rapper Eminem is back with a new album. 3 years? It's really been 3 years.
I guess so.
The Marshall Mathers LP, he's 40 now, you know. 3 years, is that? Marshall Mathers LP 2 will be released on November the 5th. And it's his first album release since the Grammy Award winning Recovery back in 2010. Wow. The controversial 40-year-old performer revealed the title of his next record during a promotional teaser during the MTV Video Music Awards on Saturday night. As a song called Berserk, which has come out. There was another one as well that I heard today, which was pretty good. I listened, only got about halfway through. What was it called now? I can't remember, but yeah, it's pretty good. So if you can search through all his songs till you find the one I'm talking about, you know.
Are you talking about a song that I have, or are you just talking about a song?
No. I heard today. No, I copied this link today, and it comes up. this news article I want to read out, it comes up briefly, and then it cuts off and keeps cutting me off, saying the address is not valid. But it is, because it just keeps loading. It's like someone's kicking me off the page. Basically, it was about the attacks in Syria, and there was a hacked, it leaked emails talking about how they were going to, how there was going to be a chemical attack in Syria. This was back in January. And it wouldn't let me look at it. I didn't read it. I was thought I'll read that later and I'm going to chance on it.
Yeah, it was trying to get you to go to an article about the VMA Awards, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah. Here we go. Here's an article. A woman who gave birth in the bathroom of a busy sports bar, then killed her baby and hid it in the toilet, was tracked down and arrested after police traced the bloodstain the woman left on the booth where she was sitting, was revealed today. Amanda Catherine Hine, 26, was at the Starters pub near Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, watching pay-per-view wrestling with three friends on August the 17th when she left and went to the bathroom for about 40 minutes. She returned with blood on her clothes but insisted she was fine. Police say Hine was outside and smoked a cigarette and returned to her friends and continued watching the match. The next morning, a janitor who checked in the toilet after complaints that it would not flush found the child wrapped in a plastic garbage bag submerged in the tank behind the toilet seat. Hine was charged with the murder Monday and could face the death penalty. Whoa. The Valley Express Times reports that an autopsy found that Hine had given birth to a healthy, full-term baby boy. The child suffocated to death. Hine said she realized she was pregnant in May or June, but did not tell anyone. None of her friends who were with her the night she gave birth knew that she was carrying a child. They also did not know that she had gone into labor on the 17th of August. That night, Hine and three male friends reserved a booth at the Starters bar to watch the WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view wrestling match. But it continues, and it's just, what, man? You know,
that is horrible.
I know. The thing is, she went in this happened, and she just like, went back to watch the wrestling afterwards like nothing had happened.
That is, well, anyway, it's a mess.
An unmanned aerial drone crashed into spectators on the stands of a public event in Virginia. The accident happened in the Virginia Motorsports Park during the Great Bull Run. Although drone technology is more commonly known for its air assaults, this one was being used by a television station to capture video of the event. The drone, which is powered by several propellers to keep it afloat, came down abruptly and plummeted into the crowd. It just hit a dude in the face. That was crazy, commented the announcer covering the event. Incredibly, five people suffered only minor injuries as the machine appeared to lose height and overall control without warning. They were treated by medics at the event and nobody was taken to hospital. First of all, bull runs. What can I say? Stupid freaking idea, bunch of idiots, really. The other thing is, you know, that the police, I'm sure the police use these drones, but I mean, this is going to be a good example to say that, you know, is your fan blowing on your mic there? Yes, it must be. Yeah, that's bad. It's just like a rumbling noise.
Maybe that's me growling.
Sit like that. Anyway, the police. Well, this maybe this would be a good.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a good indication that they're dangerous and shouldn't be used for exactly this reason, you know. Besides, who wants these drones flying around the police stopping you in the street, like freaking that thing in Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
Halt! Hail Mink!
drones. I just don't even know what to say about some of this stuff, so I just listen and think about it along the way.
So I'm on my third, just starting my third week of the High Life workout, sponsored by, and
beer.
I've had two, sponsored by pizza and beer. Sponsored by McDonald's. Yeah. But again, McDonald's. Well, McDonald's unhealthy. It is if you go. It's like people say McDonald's is unhealthy. It probably is. It's probably made out of wrap burgers or something. But the thing is, in moderation, I reckon it's probably all right.
Well, anything is okay in moderation.
Exactly. Yes,
and it also depends on the country you're in too, because there's some countries have different menus than just the Big Macs and stuff like that. And plus they do, they've been trying to get better, but they're still supposed to be fast food. But just anything, honestly, that's just not straight from the ground and on your plate or just hacked right off of whatever, it's not going to be very good for you. And
it's like, that thing supersized me. Watch that. And, it's fair enough. He put on weight because he was eating this. And he put it in jars and it didn't freaking change some of it because of the amount of preservatives in it, which is not good.
But he wasn't eating. I'm going to tell you something, though. And I'm not, I understand what he's done. But the thing is that he wasn't eating like people eat. He was eating like 2 and 3 hamburgers at a time. People don't eat like that.
I do.
No, you don't. Stop pretending. You're a very, very dainty eater. I'm just kidding about that. You know what I mean, though. You're not a glutton. He was eating very gluttonously. Is that a word? Gluttonously?
Greedily.
Greedily?
He was obtusely.
He was not eating the way that
he was introvertly eating.
And there was also a woman that did the same thing that he did, except she was eating the salads and stuff like that, and she lost weight. So it clearly is, it's what you eat, and you also have to do other things too. So it's to say that one thing is absolutely going to be one way all the time because of something, it's just not true. It's not true. There you go.
Sponsored by the song. I'm loving it. I've just added some more weights to my dumbbells because I think, I need to beef them up because I seem to have kind of like,
yeah, and remember this too. Let me add this in there. It's not what you eat. It's how you burn the fats. It's how you burn the calories. More food equals more exercise. More biking, walking, running your mouth. In my case, that's all it takes.
That's right.
But anyway, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just meant to say that.
So it's hard work, this workout, because it's the first proper workout routine that I follow. But about to put more weights on my dumbbells, you see, this evening, and see how I get on with that, because I think it was starting to get, I think I was doing over 15 repetitions in the first set, and I think that's a sign that you need to increase the weight. Depends on what you're looking for. You look for endurance. If you're over 15. So I've been doing that. I think it's good to switch it up to exercise the different muscles. And I was reading today, it's crazy stuff. But I think it's best to increase, because I think if your muscles get used to lifting the weights at a certain weight, then you kind of stop making progress.
Right.
You might maintain the physique you want by maintaining the weights, but you increase them. I've got plenty more you to talk about, but did you need to, or do you see get some people queued up? Wait.
Yeah, we got some people queued up, you know, waiting to talk. You know, we're just because I want people to know, because we don't have the topic posted, we're going to be talking about our main topics, which is the, we're going to be talking about the movie The Conspiracy. We're going to be talking about the pineal gland.
Pineal gland.
Well, I always called it something else, except I realized there is actually something else that's called that.
the penile gland.
Yes. I will even say like the pineal gland, but it's the pineal gland. We'll be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Satanism too, everybody. So that's, I went on ahead and I said the word. So we're going to be talking about that. So if you want to share on the topic, please give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. We will talk to people who were on topic before we talk to people that are having the one their one simple question answered, just so you'll know. But anyway, before we take the first caller at 916, we are going to take a quick break to kind of breathe for just a moment. What?
916.
Yeah, we'll be talking to 916. Sorry about that. I'm just all over the place. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Okay, and we're back, and we're talking to 916. 916, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane in Sacramento. I probably haven't called you for, I know it was winter last time I talked to you. So it's been a while.
Well, Diane, it's nice to be able to talk to you again. It's nice to be able to catch up.
Okay, so well, you want to know something about the pineal gland? I do have something I could tell you.
Okay.
When I was a nursing student, my dad was having surgery, so I got to spend time with his doctor and the coroner of the hospital where he was. In order to go visit him, I had to do nursing stuff to bring back and tell everybody. So the coroner, I was watching him do his autopsies, and he cut the pineal gland out of everybody and put it in the jar. So finally I said, do they sign the paper saying that's okay? He said, no, what they don't know. That same coroner. Yes, they were saving pineal glands from everybody. Now, I don't know that they still do this now, because that was 1977. So they, maybe now things are different. But but it was fun getting to watch my dad's surgeon do other heart surgeries and stuff. But then I went back to spend one more day with the coroner, who was my dad's friend, and this time there was a lady who had died from chest pain, but she had a bunch of cuts around her heart, which nobody diagnosed or knew about. So he's drawing all of it out. He's got it on his gloves and everything. And the phone rings. He goes and answers the phone without taking the glove off. She died from that infection. So he's saving all these pineal glands with gloved hands, wearing the same gloves all day, protecting himself, but not between everybody that he's taking care of. And the phone.
Right.
So I just thought you would like to hear something like that, since you said pineal gland. They were saving them, putting them all in a jar and not telling people during their autopsy.
Maybe he was pickling them like gherkins and munching on them with the sandwiches or something. But maybe he was saving them because they create something called DMT, which they could have used to turn into LSD during that stage. You know, that could have been the... You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I think they use those to make human growth hormone, actually. That sort of rings a bell right now, but I wouldn't swear that's the answer.
Right.
But that could have been what they were doing. But it wouldn't be, they wouldn't all be clean, because the guy who was taking them out of the bodies was not keeping himself clean. So
right.
He was throwing germs and with pineal glands.
Right.
So,
well, you know, we have a there's this thing that sometimes we talk about, you know how sometimes people talk about stuff, but we'll discuss like the zombie apocalypse. But anyway, my brother was actually thinking that if we were going to be, our group of people is going to be called, well, I don't think this is really going to happen, because I really don't believe there's going to actually be a zombie apocalypse, but my brother was saying that we should be called the zombie eaters, and he was saying that we should eat the pineal gland and also the what is it? What was the other gland?
Penile gland.
No,
there's
not
a lot
that
of glands.
That's what you were saying.
But what was the other one? What was the other gland? It's the
The adrenal gland
of the zombies.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'd be able to see them coming, and we would also have zombie rage so that we could kill them. But anyway, so,
yummy.
So we're going to be the zombie eaters. But anyway, all fun aside, Diane, what's your question today?
Oh, okay. I did have a question. It's on moving. I'm looking into this room for barter exchange, and I just want to know if you can do that type of question, if you see it working out.
Okay, so it's going to be a barter exchange room. So basically, you're going to be sharing in on the chores, and you'll have, you know, your room.
Yeah, well, I also do natural healing, so the person kind of likes that.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see. It sounds like a great idea. I mean, you know, it sounds like something that would be great, but remember, sometimes, you know, let me see, hold on.
Oh, I know how people have been in the past. That's why I'm asking you if this one's any different.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You know what? Yeah, go for it. I mean, I'm not even seeing this being something that you're probably going to be doing for long anyway. And the entire time, it actually looks like things are going to be great. But the reason that you move is because it just kind of looks like it's just time for you to move on, to be honest. The only thing sitting between you and actually making that move is it looks like your finances are improving, and it looks like you find a place that you just really, really want. I am kind of, you're with the area code you're with, are you in San Francisco proper?
Sacramento.
I'm sorry, Sacramento proper?
Yeah, but the room's actually
okay.
Going to be more towards the Elk Grove, right outside
okay.
of Sacramento, you know, the edge of Sacramento.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is, it looks like you're actually finding a place, and because it's in the it's got batons attached to it, looks like you may be finding a place that could be a cabin, or made out of wood. There's just something about it that you just this is my space. I want to be here. So it kind of looks like, you know, you stay here for a while, and then you kind of transition into a place that you really feel like is yours. And it looks like, from what I can tell, you'll probably be there for about 6 or 7 months, if even that.
The first, the room, barter change room, 6 and 7 months before I find my wooden one? Oh, okay. That's good, because then I'll be in there for the winter, which is what I wanted to be inside for the winter. And because I've lived in my car a lot, I'm a light worker, and I don't want to be out for the winter. Even though it's Sacramento, sometimes some of the nights get down to 28 to 30 degrees. People don't understand that, and that's too cold to be in a car that doesn't work well. So, but you saw me making more money, huh? So that's going to happen. Wow.
Yeah. And you're actually in. Whenever I talk to people about cycles, I'm talking about the time between July and July, okay? You're actually in a financial cycle now, and even next summer you have a financial cycle too. But your cycle next summer is actually called financial gain. So even though it looks like you'll be making some money, you're actually going to be transitioning into a cycle that is really about gaining it, pulling it in. So the thing is, too, for you to remember is that when we have our financial cycles, we also have huge ethical challenges. And remember, when I see you move, I see you moving because you find a place and because you can afford it, but I'm not seeing you being forced out. So, you know, I really do believe you're making a very good friend with where you'll be staying, and you'll probably be missed. You'll probably be missed.
Oh, so this time it's going to be better. You know, I tried to do this when I first went out 2 years ago. I left Indianapolis, went to Sedona for 11/11. Then I ended up in Ventura, California by December. And the two times I went out, the people worked me like 10 to 12 hours a day for a room. They would give me crappy rooms. One was down in the basement with mold and an electric heater and a shower chair over a hole for a toilet, and still run upstairs and do this and do this. So people weren't really ready to do equal barter exchange. So I just live in my car. Don't even ask anybody else, because the second one was almost as bad as that one. That person made me go everywhere with them. So I was their personal sister. Even when I got sick, I didn't get to stay home and rest. So this time, I waited a long time, and I think that I've manifested an equal barter exchange, and I think this person is going to be a friend, like you said. So thank you for. I'm glad that you saw that. I don't know. I still don't understand how you all, because I'm not that. I can read cards, but I can't really hear exactly like you. It sounds like you can. So thank you.
Okay, dear. Well,
I hope
thank
you
so
enjoyed
much
my premium blend story.
Yes, I think that's actually a very interesting story for us to
make me hungry.
Into our information box.
I'll call you in about 6 months to let you know again.
That's great. Thank you so much, Diane, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your
call. Bye-bye.
That was really nice. That was really nice. I have a question that somebody's asking me in the chat room, so I'm going to answer that real quickly, because it is regarding a move, just like, you know, Diane was just talking about, and the person is asking me about moving in October. So bear with me just a moment, and let me answer this real quickly. And then we do have some more callers, like I said. The next person we'll be talking to is at 484, so just hold on tight, dear, and we'll be taking your call in a little bit. But we do want to kind of start talking about a piece of our topic. And I guess we'll stick on the pineal gland. Is that what you're going to be talking about, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me see about this move in October, about it happening and smoothly and that sort of thing. Hold on just a moment. And so the person who's talking to us is apparently male, because when I see him moving, he actually looks like he's going to a great place, accept it great, and I'm actually seeing two different women coming into his life pretty much immediately. So one of the first things that happens is you become kind of engaged in something. So just remember that. Yeah, just remember that. And let us know how things are going. But, yeah, I see the move happening. I see it going very well. And like I said, but what actually looks like it's how can I put it? The move just kind of is happening. You know what I mean? I'm not really seeing anything that's bugging me about it. But right when you get where you're going, you've got some women that are kind of right there. So they could be living right by you or something. So just be aware of that. And on to you, sir.
Okay, the pineal gland. Now, it's only very recently that I realized that, you know, it was so interesting. Pineal gland is actually kind of like in the center of your brain. But from what I was researching, it's actually got water in it.
Water.
And not only that I heard this, but it's difficult to find any more information, and apparently there's crystals in it.
Mm-hmm.
As well, I believe three different types of crystal have the three different functions. And of course with crystal, you know, it's resonates frequencies, and it's a sender and receiver of information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like the crystallines in our DNA, because in radios they've got crystals in them, and they're compressed to get receive different radio frequencies. That's how, like, the 100th monkey syndrome comes about, is because, like, in one part of the jungle, a monkey will discover how to find, like, bugs using a stick, sticking it down in an ant's nest, pulling out the thing. Anyway, it'll learn that, and then, like, a mile away, another monkey will suddenly learn that as well.
Right.
Because of the crystalline in the DNA.
Right.
And it's acting like a transmitter of information, and the other monkey's receiving it, and it's, you know, we all have this crystalline in our DNAs, which is classed as junk DNA. Anyway, but not only that, the pineal gland is reacts to light. It kind of activates when there's no light, you know, when darkness is around, mm-hmm. it activates. Not only that, you know, it actually has a retina, and it has things called rods and cones.
That's why it's called the third eye. Right?
Yeah, and yeah, rods and cones in it, like our eyes do. So basically, pineal gland is like an eye in the middle of your brain. So why would you have an eye in the middle of your brain? Why is it there, you know? Surely it must be needed for something. And obviously it's not for seeing the physical world, because it's in the middle of your brain, so how's it going to be seen? So I believe that if it's activated by darkness, it's something that comes into play while you're sleeping, which probably allows us to visualize, you know,
right.
other places. And of course, it's our third eye, and possibly where the psychic ability comes from. But you get problems of calcification of the pineal gland, and fluoride can actually affect it in a bad way as well, and it can make it shrivel up and go horrible. There are some ways on the internet to find out how to detox your pineal gland. I was actually looking at water filters to see if I get ones without the fluoride, you know, to filter out all the chlorine or fluoride and that, you know, because it can create a build-up on the pineal gland, and it's going to affect your psychic abilities. But you can actually wake up the pineal gland by using certain frequencies. If you go onto YouTube, it's something like, I can't remember, it's like 933 megahertz or something, I can't remember. But you can actually listen to pineal gland activation music. You see if that helps, but like stuff like Tai Chi and meditation is something that's supposed to help it run as it should. But it's shaped like a pine cone. That's why, you know, the name of pineal gland. And not only that, the pineal gland has been represented by the image of a pine cone all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient architecture. The Pope's staff, I believe. All kinds of places. But this is an ongoing research for me. Because, like I said, it was only like about 2 weeks ago that I realized, you know, how interesting this was. Now, I've got some facts about the pineal gland here. Well, here we go. I'll just read out this. Somebody's put this on the internet. Holy moly, wait till you read the scientific facts about the pineal gland. Posted by Vatic Master. Every time I come across connections like these past four blogs about dark matter, the pineal gland and the human body and consciousness, I feel it all over again. It's amazing what we do not know and what they do not tell us. It is, because, you know, I didn't know the pineal gland was so interesting until a couple of weeks ago, you know. There's always something to be learned. Well, we may have found our key to salvation here. Check out who produces melatonin. Lizards do just as in humans, but we produce less because we also have thalamus and hypothalamus gland. Lizards have neither gland, which regulates such functions as sleep. They sleep when it's light and under rocks. Heat and cold are also regulated by lizards by having to move in and out of sunlight. That means they are either night owls who need sleep during the day, or day owls, and no matter what, will sleep at night. Just speculating, but who knows? Something to look into. I'm kind of not sure if this is quite the information I was looking for. Forget that. That is just going off to talk about George Bush and all kinds of things.
What?
Okay. Quick facts about the pineal gland and melatonin. Melatonin is a natural hormone produced by mainly the pineal gland in the brain, although some has recently been found in the bone marrow, where it appears to be linked with white cell formation. Little was known about the pineal gland in Western medicine until 1958, where Lerner reported that it secreted melatonin. However, the Greeks described it as the realm of thought. What was called the seat of the soul. In Eastern medicine, it's long been associated with the third eye and intuition, and is linked to an important energy chakra. Pineal has also been shown to link between the nervous system and the limbic system of the brain. It is thus truly linked to perception and is activated and turned down by energetic and magnetic frequencies. These may be your own natural ones or external EMS. Science has now shown that it's linked to circadian rhythms and to seasonal sleeping and breathing habits. Research carried in Cancer Watch suggested that circadian rhythms might even control the effectiveness of chemotherapy drugs and the time of day should be taken. In meditation, the pineal gland and pituitary have been shown to vibrate in unison. Monks and yogis, Yogi Bear, can even control their internal energy systems during meditation. Melatonin is produced about 90 minutes after falling asleep and pushes you into a deeper sleep. Production is light sensitive and regulatory. Sensors have been found in the retina. It's a lot of facts about the pineal gland, but is there anything you wanted to add about the pineal gland? Oh, before I do, I don't know whether I mentioned this last week, but if you look at a cross-section of the brain where the pineal gland sits, it looks very similar and highly resembles the Eye of Ra.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what, somebody who touches on the subject is David Wilcock. If you have a look at a documentary, it's called... Source Code. Just put that into YouTube. He talks about it, and that's very interesting. So, you know, it is.
Wasn't that the Jake Gyllenhaal movie when he was the soldier that was being used to stop a crime?
Source. Right, I'm gonna look.
It's source code.
Source field.
No, it's source code. Source field.
Source field investigations. Yeah, that's what it's called. Laughing at me in my face.
I was talking about source code. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to get the information out to people to find out about pineal gland, not Jake Gyllenhaal's.
But the thing is the movie.
I wasn't talking about the movie.
Well,
I thought it was called Source Code, which I said by accident, and you thought I meant the movie. I don't know what you were talking about. You were getting all excited about Jake.
No, I'm not. Anyway, the Source Field Investigations.
Yes, that's what I said.
David Wilcock.
That's it.
Yeah.
Very interesting. There's always something to be learned.
The source field is the quantum shift of planetary energies and the corresponding surge in mass awakening on Earth, just like the 100th monkey thing. Like the monkey figures out how to use a stick as a tool, and then monkeys everywhere do, and people on Earth start waking up to one thing, and then it just starts happening. Like it just starts happening everywhere. That's what that is. Not source code. What do you mean by source code?
Well, so, excuse me for making a mistake. So are we going to take a break?
Yes, we are. We're going to take a break, and we're also going to take a call after we get back from that break. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Thank you. This is Broken Earth Radio. Remember, today's topics are the third eye, and also we'll be talking about the movie The Conspiracy in a minute, but we're going to take a break. So if anybody needs to stretch, use the restroom, now's the time to do that, and we will be back in probably a few minutes.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. 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 Broken
Earth.
that noise. Bill, you weren't muted when you went away, huh?
It's lies.
What?
Well, no, it was you shuffling around. I thought there was a, you know, trying to sniff out some truffles or something over there. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, so I was snorting and stuff?
Yeah, pretty sure, but, you know, I mean, it could have been, I don't know.
What are you trying to say, Bill? It was you.
I'm not trying to say
it was you.
It was not me. It was not me.
It was you. Welcome back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, where we have topics today of the third aisle or the pineal gland. And we're also going to be discussing the movie, The Conspiracy. But before we get back to our topic, we're going to be taking the caller at 484. So 484, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Hi, Psychic Nunu. This is Tonetta calling. It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. Did you have something that you wanted to share about our topic?
Well, I do have some psychic ability, like visions that I do get, and I don't know if they come from my third eye, but I do get them when I'm fully awake. I could be sitting on the couch, and it's like a TV screen, like a TV movie picture. I'll see glimpse of, you know, things, and then they do come to pass within a certain time frame. So I don't know if that's coming from my third eye or what that is.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, some people, the way that they define what they receive, like whether it's through your guides, like I consult with my spirit guides. They, like when I use the cards, they're talking to me. They're like, when the cards lay out, there's something that they're showing me to be able to talk to people. Or sometimes, you know, if I catch a vision or I see something, because I've had those visions that knock you out, and when I come forward, I'm like, okay, that was interesting. You know what I mean? So I guess if that's an antenna for us. You know, regardless, I mean, it just is what it is, and everybody has it. It's just about whether or not they use it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Well, Tonetta, what's your question today?
Okay, my question is, I had two major, humongous changes this past week happen, and I know when things happen once, twice, there's going to be a third big huge change probably coming really, really soon. I feel it in my gut. And my question is the big change going to be that Daniel finally moves in this house here to live with me?
Okay, so you want to know if Daniel's moving in with you, basically.
Yes, and if it's going to be very, I mean, I'm feeling very soon.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see. Basically, what we want to know, we'll just kind of assume he is, and we'll just basically see when it is, okay, dear? Hold on just a moment.
I rent a house. It's a 3-bedroom house.
Okay. Well, we're gonna kinda watch and see what's happening. But I wanna ask you something, and I'm asking you this question just because this is just easy. What changes happened in the past 2 weeks?
They all happened this past, like, okay, Sunday the 18th, I started a brand new job, getting paid salary. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect mm-hmm. job. I mean, I'm going to be making thousands of dollars per month. So that was out of the blue. Someone approached me with a great job opportunity. That started on the 18th, which was this past, well, Sunday ago. Then this past Saturday, my mom comes and says, I'm leaving your father. I'm moving in here. I have all these problems. And so now mom is here living. Okay, so I got a great job I'm at right now for about a week. It's going wonderful. I got mom moved in, living in my home. So there has to be a third change, and I'm feeling it's going to be Daniel because I had those visions the end of July with him moving in his TV, going up my steps, his shoes being on the right-hand side of my closet, and then I saw him in my kitchen, and he was cooking food, breakfast.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with that, but the third change, from what I can tell, actually, looks like that you're moving. And the time frame in which you're moving is being revealed to me in the phase of five. So that's basically when I kind of look at this and kind of count it out or whatever, it kind of seems like you might be moving around this in 2 months, which is basically October. I mean, I know that's it's almost November time, but it looks like it's going to be sometime in October, like the end of October. That's kind of what your next big life change seems like it is. But even if it's a move for you to be in a bigger place, because there's more people, it could be. But with my question of when he's moving in, it actually looks like you're moving first. And then I do see a man around you a lot, but I'm not being told that he actually is the emperor. It just looks like he's around a lot. And that's after that. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll, you know, root for that, burn candles for that sort of thing. You know, there's always that. I'm not feeling like he won't. It's just that your big change actually comes out as you moving, period. Okay? So we'll see what happens.
So you don't feel that this moving is him moving in here? Because, I mean...
No, it's you moving out of that house. It's you moving out of that house.
Wow, because I wasn't planning on doing that because this is a 3-bedroom house and I just moved mom in.
I get it. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens to Ned, honestly. But like I said, we're rooting for this to happen. But what I actually see is that's how come I was like, does she own this house? Because it just seemed like the transition was actually you, yourself. Okay?
Okay.
We'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens here. All right?
All right.
Okay, well, thanks so much for listening, Tanetta, and you hang in there, and good luck, and congratulations on that fabulous job, and I hope things with you and your mom go smoothly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so...
Let's talk about...
All right.
Go right ahead.
Well, the movie The Conspiracy is a movie that a couple of friends of ours suggested that we watch. And it's basically, you know, we don't want to give it away, but it's basically about two guys. Well, a couple of guys, because there's a cameraman, too, that decide they want to make a documentary about a man that they see yelling in the street. He's, you know, he's talking about the government and just random things that all of us are really aware of, but he's just doing it. He's yelling it into the street, yelling for people to wake up, calling them sheeple, you know, just the stuff that people like that do. And... So that's basically what it starts out about. That's the platform of the movie. And it's made in 2012 because there's some other conspiracy movies that are called The Conspiracy or The Conspiracy Theory, but this is just a plain old conspiracy, The Conspiracy, okay? So check that out. It's very, very good. It also brings us to talk about Alec Jones's tapes that he brought to surface about Bohemian Grove, which is a place where politicians and a lot of the movers and shakers of the world meet up for retreats several times a year. And that's on YouTube. You can check that out. It's probably no big surprise. I think what we do, we kind of push forward to like 45 minutes or 50 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, well, I'd seen it before, you see, but
right.
I skipped it to, I told us to skip it to about 45 minutes where it starts with the hidden footage of them going into Bohemian Grove because they're not supposed to be having access to it.
Right.
And there's all this mock in inverted commas sacrifice and all the strange demonic satanic things going on, which concerns me that the leaders of this, you know, the so-called leaders of the world are taking part in. It's crazy, but if some people may have seen it, but just check that out. Bohemian Grove, Alex Jones. It's about an hour and something long, the main one. But you can see him. It's very interesting. A brave person.
Yeah.
Brave person for doing that. So I was watching. Satanism in the music industry, mm-hmm. I think. It's on YouTube. It's got about 5-6 million views on it. The bar is mainly green. You know, the light bar. And it's all these celebrities, all snippets from different things, a bit from films, and a lot from interviews of celebrities basically talking about them, who are in charge, how they've sold their souls to the devil, and basically doing the best to hint at or blatantly just saying about those who are in charge, you know, whatever they want to call it, Hollywood, the Illuminati, you know. And it's got Michael Jackson on there and that, but, you know, it's, I think one of the things that I do enjoy, and I watched it a few times, is Dave Chappelle. His interview, I'm not sure who it was with, don't know his name.
It's that guy that does the Actors Studio.
Right. But anyway, there's a section in there talking about, you know, why you moved to Africa and that. He talks about Martin Lawrence and, you know, what, because he was running, Martin Lawrence running down the street with a gun saying they're trying to kill me, they're trying to kill me. And Dave Chappelle saying he's a strong man, he's a very strong person. And what pushes somebody like that to the point where they're running down the street saying they're trying to kill me with a, you know, with a gun.
Right. And he also talks about even singers like Mariah Carey, how she was, you know, she's got all this and she's on TRL stripping, taking her clothes off, and she just is exhausted, you know. I mean, just, I guess, think about all the singers, Blondie and other people like that, that have just become so drained from something, whether, I mean, you know, even when I myself was singing and on small tours, even, you know, I mean, that stuff wears you out. And imagine being on a world tour. Imagine performing the same songs day after day, night after night. I mean, that'll wear you out, but there's still something else. There's something else out there that's eating at people. You know, that's getting to them. And go on, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over like that.
Sorry. We both was to talk about. but yeah, it's quite a lot of footage of Michael Jackson there and Janet Jackson. And somebody asks him, you know, do you believe that Michael was murdered? He says, yes, without a doubt. She believes he was murdered, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of symbolism in popular music videos, like the covering of one eye,
mm-hmm.
the triangle with the fingers to represent, you know, the all-seeing eye that's back on the I don't know, is it a dollar bill? Mm-hmm. With the triangle, with the pyramid, with the bit at the top of the iron that's separated from the rest, which is supposed to indicate and symbolize the separation of knowledge from the masses. You know, that group that sits at the top of the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
So people do the triangle thing with the hands and covering of the one eye, and I was surprised. I hadn't seen this before, but they slowed down the video footage of Rihanna's umbrella video, and there's all this like water splashes coming across the screen, and then at one point there's the water splash that comes towards you is in the shape of like the devil's head, like the goat, you know, the horned demon. And it's not the fact that it kind of looks like it, it looks exactly like
mm-hmm.
this, and it's like, why would someone put that in the music video as a subliminal message?
They could be putting stuff like that in the music videos too, just because, you know. But I'm going to say this. There's always there's something that's going on with people, you know, going mad and losing it. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was it Nicki Minaj or something who did some crazy performance, and she was literally, it was so, the performance itself was so like centered in, like just, it was over exaggerated, satanic stuff. I mean, but remember when I say satanic stuff, I'm not saying it from the point of view of Bible thumping and stuff like that, because I realize that Satanism is actually a term given comically to the act of what Satanists do. Like, real Satanists, they're not worshiping the devil. They're actually worshiping the power of mankind, of being a human being and trying to take over everything based upon just literally the material world. But they're not really, it's not really about what a lot of people think it's about. And so the term is actually used in jest. It's used in joking form, but it's, you know, people take it seriously to create fear, I suppose. But anyway, but there's always some female tribute, I suppose, or maybe even some female artist offering herself up as a tribute. Like I said, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm just saying it right now. I really believe that VMA performance done by that girl the other day was her offering herself up for something ridiculous. You know,
oh, it's crazy. She was possessed or something.
It was just bizarre. It was crazy bizarre. But anyway, you know, I don't want to talk about it too much because it embarrasses me to talk about it. To be honest, I feel ashamed of myself for bringing it up. But I'm just using it as an example of this other Illuminati, which is not the real one, but it's a musical one. It's one for the music business of making money and using these people and draining them dry for money. So there you go. But anyway, go on.
So yeah, the Dave Chappelle interview was really interesting. Opens your eyes to what was going on, you know. What does happen. That's only part of what's going on there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's good, though, that his eyes are opened and he decided to move to Africa and get away from it all. And has he done anything since?
Huh?
Has he done anything since, or has he stopped?
Yeah, he did a tour. He did a comedy tour since then. But he's been very quiet because he just, you know, he doesn't, I mean, and he knows he gave up lots and lots of money. He knows that he gave up an opportunity that he thought he wanted. He knows he did that. And, You know, he knows it's something that he may regret. He also knows that he let down a lot of people that were needing him because they needed to eat. You know, his family needs him because they need to eat. But he just didn't want to be that. He also made a point of talking about, you know, his father had a stroke on his birthday, and he got a call to come and talk to these people about, you know, a show or whatever, and the movie and all that. And he told them that he could make, can we please do this from the phone? You know, because my dad's sick and I want to be here by his side, because he didn't know how long his dad had. And they told him, no, we need to see you in person. I mean, you know, anyone who doesn't care enough for that. I mean, there was a different time period because I don't think Skype was around at that point. You know what I mean? So, you know, video phone calls or video conferencing wasn't as big as it is now. I mean, you can video conference, you know, from your telephone now, but it was a different time period. But it was still, you know, what he was saying was these people were evil for, you know, to pull me away of knowing that of my human condition. And so, but it's about money. It's over money.
Right. And controlling. But I started out watching a bit of a documentary about Tupac, because, you know, he's got a song called Killuminati,
mm-hmm.
I think, and he's very aware of all this was going on, and he wouldn't be controlled. That's why he ended up getting killed. Well, it was the second attempt, when next year he got shot like 5 times in or something. Mm-hmm. Twice in the head and hit his hand and his inner thigh, and it was a miracle he was still alive.
Right.
But yeah, they couldn't control him because he was still being, you know, getting locked up, you know, and stuff like that. And I think I got about halfway through the documentary, but it was very interesting. But it's worth checking out that Satanism in the music industry, because you hear it from the celebrities' mouths themselves, talking about selling the soul to the devil, and like Bob Dylan's talking, and he's talking about them. He actually calls them the chief commander, you know, sold his soul to them. And the other guy says, what is on this planet, because the chief commander sounds a bit like, you know, the space planet. They said, no, on the Earth, but, you know, in places also that can't be seen. So it's very strange, some of the comments they make. But Michael Jackson was getting very frustrated towards the end of his life about the way he'd been portrayed. And you can see him talking about it, but it's worth checking out. I think Eminem was one of those who sold his soul to the devil, as they say. He was controlled by the higher forces.
Well, you know, the when a musician, when an artist, and this is actually something that I really kind of respect about Kid Rock, when an artist is discovered and they're offered a music contract, it's a loan. And out of that money that you receive, you're supposed to live off of that. Not just you, but if you're in a band, they're supposed to live off that too. That's how come sometimes they separate lead singers from the band and they put the people behind them to play that they actually want to use behind them. They don't want the whole band. Because sometimes if you have a whole band, these people can commiserate and talk. But if you just have the lead singer, which is what some people are looking at, they can put the band behind them and control them that way, separate them from their reality and make them into something else. But what I was actually saying is that, let's say that you get a music deal for $80,000. It sounds like it's a ton of money, but you have to live off of that, tour off of that, promote off of that. That's no money at all. It's nothing. And then you have to pay that money back through music sales, through touring. So let's say that you get $5 million, $20 million, you're literally selling your soul to the devil for $20 million, so to speak, because you have to pay that money back before you really see any money yourself.
Well, I think
that's a form of, it is, it's kind of, it's slavery. But I know they're making money, but they're still being enslaved. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Selling themselves enslaved. It was like, yeah, I was surprised by that. I can't remember the figures or the amounts and that, but it was like Slipknot when they first got signed to a record. Their record deal was for like a couple of $100,000 for, you know, 5 albums or something. It's like, what? That's not a lot, really.
Nothing. It's no money at all.
It's the option they've got at the time to get themselves out there and known, you know. But that's what I like about Tech N9ne is the fact that they've got their own record label, Strange
right.
Music, so he's his own boss, and there's nobody trying to pull the strings. Well, they might be trying to pull the strings, but...
Right, there's something. There is something. Well, you know, like the smarter, or the people that are given the best advice, I'll put it that way, you know, if they take a contract, they do buy their own stuff. They don't go, you know, they buy their own recording stuff, they start their own thing up, they start finding other people to work underneath them, and that way they can start making their money. They can actually become a business. Those are the kind of the smarter ones. But what I actually was going to say about Kid Rock is that he didn't need a contract. He had a street team that was huge. He was selling out stadiums by promoting himself with his friends. Not only that, but his first albums that he recorded, he was cleaning a recording studio for somebody at night and use it, and they were letting him use it. And he was, you know, he had his kid on his hip too, because he was taking care of his child at the time too. So that's one of the things I respect about him, is that he built his empire on his own. And when he was actually offered a deal, he didn't need that deal to actually survive. But he took it for a reason, but he didn't really need it. So that's one of the things I respect about Kid Rock.
Very good.
But anyway, we have. Why don't we take a call? Let's take a call. Unless you had something that you wanted to say.
No.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and then we'll be right back. And we're going to talk to the person at 6:10, because we only have like 30 minutes or so left to the show, and we want to close it out properly, like usual. But just give us a few moments, and we'll be right back. We will be right back.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome back to Broken Earth Radio. One of the things I wanted to also remind people of, if you're out there listening, is that tomorrow I will be in Nashville, Tennessee, and I will be doing live readings at a place called the Cumberland Pub. And if anybody is in that area or around that area, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., I'll be in the city of Nashville, and the readings will be live. And there you go. Thought that was something that I might want to mention. And the place is called the Cumberland Pub. Also, if you want to find us on Facebook, you can find us under Broken Earth Radio Show. You can also find me, Psychic Nunu. We also have on the banner page a link for our regular website that Bill loves to keep up to date for everybody. And if you want to get in touch with Bill just on his own, you can reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. That's BillDoyle@live.com for any sort of long-distance healing. Really works, very soothing, kind of like a salve being rubbed on you, very soothing and very healing. Also, if you're going to be detoxing, remember to drink lots and lots and lots and lots of water, because I myself just came, I'm still in the midst of it, but I'm coming through it. A kidney infection, and that is not funny. It is no joke to mess around with your kidneys. So remember to make sure you're drinking lots and lots of water. If you think you're drinking lots of water, drink some more, because it's not good. It's not comfortable. So let's take that caller. You want to take that caller?
Let's take the call.
Okay, 610, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you? Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Can you hear you?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hello? If I can
yes.
hear you.
Hello?
Thanks for taking my call.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment, because I can barely hear you. Can you hear
me? Okay, how about now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, who's this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, okay. And
yes.
Sandy, is there something you wanted to share about our topic today?
Well, I was wondering if I can ask a question instead, you know. But if I can, that's fine.
Okay, well, what's your question, dear?
I don't know. You're doing like,
Sandy, we're doing one question, simple question readings right now, because this is free to you. So what is your question
today? I was wondering, when do you picking up anything about finding another job?
You're looking for another job?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, well, let's see when you're going to find that. And remember, you just relax, take some nice, good, deep breaths, and when you're looking for a job, we'll see when you find it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're just only being told to focus in on, hold on just a moment, this month we got foundation, so we got this week, next week, wow, okay, so we're just being told to focus on basically the next 15 days, Sandy.
Okay.
It looks like you should be finding a job. There's around Tuesday or Wednesday, there's something that's going to be going on, and then it looks like there's right after that you're talking to someone, and then we've got you working. Yeah, and also it says that 2.5 moons later, which basically means 2.5 months or so, when you're working this position, it looks like you are going to be given a sword, which basically means some sort of supervisory position. Okay?
Okay.
So just keep doing exactly what you're doing, and you should be finding something next week, and you should be getting interviewed and hired, and about 2.5 months later, you've got a little promotion. Okay?
Right. So you think I'll be hired like within September, right?
Yeah. It looks like you're being interviewed next week, and so they should be hiring you. Try not to leave the interview unless you know you got the job. We always try to do that, right? But
what did
yeah,
you
but
say?
It looks like you should be hired soon. I said try not to leave the interview unless you know you got the job. You know what I mean? We always try to do that. Do you know what an interview is?
Yeah, I know what an interview is.
Okay. Well, try not to leave the interview unless you know you have the job.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I mean, like
yeah,
the feeling,
yeah.
like, you know, the because you'll know when,
like,
depending on the question they ask you.
Or basically you just ask them, when do you want me to show up? When do you want me to show up to work? And just, you know, try
right.
to control it that way so that they'll see how eager you are and plus you know. But like I said, it looks like you're being interviewed next week, and, you know, try to you know, grab hold of that, okay?
Right. Now, I did something very bold. I don't know if it's related to this, that, I mean, that's just my personality, and I don't know how this company is going to take it. But like I said, I applied. I know they were looking for two people, and I applied on August 5th. I haven't heard back. The recruiter never returns phone call, no matter how many messages I leave her. So today I decided to reach out to the president and CEO. I told him, I know it's a very direct approach. I hope you don't mind, but I says, if I know about a position, I gave him my name, my number, my direct number, my cell phone number, and you know, I told him I'm not hearing back anything, and I'm really, really interested. And the company, the name of the company starts with Galaxy, followed by something else. So I don't know if it's going to be this one, or because the position is still posted. It was posted since May 29th. I applied on the 5th, and it's still there on their website.
Right.
So I don't know if it's this one, if it's going to be something
else.
Well,
I don't think it's going to be this one. I don't feel this one necessarily. But remember, keep doing what you're doing, and it looks like there's something that you're coming across around next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Dear. Good luck,
thank
and thanks for listening. So, Bill, what else were we going to talk about?
Well, I've got a couple of news articles here. I'm not going to lie. I am freaking excited.
I know you are.
But, you know, it's not going to defeat me. Here we go. A child who suffered from thousands of seizures a week is finally on the road to recovery after her parents treated her with cannabis. Doctors told Paige and Matt Fiji that their daughter Charlotte would not survive much longer after she was diagnosed with a rare form of epilepsy. But after years of researching possible cures, desperate parents have resorted to feeding her marijuana, thus stumbling across the controversial treatment online. And incredibly, after just a few months, Charlotte has finally begun to walk and talk for the first time, to the amazement of doctors, and her seizures have almost completely stopped. Mrs. Fiji said, "We tried everything possible, and doctors kept telling us she was going to die. When Matt first told me about the treatment, I was horrified. I didn't want my daughter to get high. But we were desperate, and Matt practically begged me to try it. We had tried everything else, and nothing was able to help our daughter. But after just one treatment, we were astounded. I couldn't believe the effect it had on Charlotte. She's like a totally different girl. We never thought that marijuana would help us give our daughter a chance of life." 6-year-old Charlotte had her first seizures when she was just 3 months old. She had a normal birth and had a twin sister. Within a week, she'd started to suffer from violent seizures several times a day. She was eventually diagnosed with Dravet's syndrome, a rare and catastrophic form of epilepsy that begins in infancy. Children with the condition tend to develop normally as babies, but progress starts to plateau in the second year of life. Well, there you go, it continues. So cannabis has helped her a lot.
Just all kinds of things that it's a good medicine for.
Yeah. A 3-month-old baby boy is recovering in hospital after allegedly spontaneously catching fire for the fourth time. Raul, if I'm reading that right, was admitted to treatment of 10 degree burns.
Oh my goodness.
10 degree, I don't even know, what is it, 10?
Well, I mean, it depends, like,
burns at an intensive care unit in India last week, and doctors at the hospital say it suffers from spontaneous human combustion. Medical staff alleges that for the fourth time in his short life, Raul has burst into flames with no external source of ignition. According to doctors, Raul may have caught fire due to the excretion of gases through his skin, which has led to him suffering burns on his chest and head. The baby is stable and treatment is on for burn injuries and scars. Life-saving support systems are there for him in the intensive care unit. So, you know, but then again, it seems strange, but people could argue that the parents of doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I used to read about spontaneous human combustion when I was younger in the world mystery books. You know, I'd have the pictures of like a pile of ash and like a leg sticking out. There was a point where, you know, it was thought that brandy caused it.
Hmm.
Here we are. Aeroplanes. Any minute now. Come on. Ryanair has apologized after it refused to refund the ticket of a dead passenger because it said she had died too soon before her flight. Beryl Parsons, 78, was due to fly to the Canary Islands with her son and grandchildren for a holiday in October, but in June, 4 months before the flight, she was unexpectedly told she only had 3 weeks to live and died. Her son, Doug, 44, wrote to the budget airlines asking for a refund for his mother's £230 share of the £1,074 airfares from Stansted to Fuerteventura, including a copy of a death certificate. But it refused because it said Mrs. Parsons, who had cancer, had died more than 28 days before the booked flight. Mr. Parsons, an accountant from Norwich, had wanted to take a last holiday with his mother, partner Lisa, and children.
So when can you die?
Sometimes no longer than 28 days before the holiday.
So you have to die a week before the holiday?
Well, 28 days. That's 4 weeks. About that. So it's within the 4 weeks. I don't know. Yeah, she died too soon. So they wouldn't refund her the money. It's freaking crazy.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it just doesn't make... It makes zero sense. It makes absolutely no sense. There's all these different airline policies that are just so... I mean, it's just not even common sense. You know what I mean? It's just not.
Yeah.
Not common sense at all.
Here's a very short article. It's on the Before It's News website. It's only very brief, but it's interesting. This is somebody who's... this is talking, you know, it's from somebody else. I'm reading this out. Steve, a friend of mine, told me a story the other day of a staff sergeant at Fort Harrison. They was telling a retired army ranger a story while he was at the fort's hospital. The sergeant said that the fort had recently completed a new office building, and a sergeant was waiting for the arrival of 900-piece order of office desks, chairs, etc. Upon his arrival, the sergeant decided he would take his desk, etc., that was packed in boxes, to his new office and would catch the paperwork later, rather than wait. Upon opening the new desk box at his office, he discovered there was a guillotine inside. The sergeant was blown away at seeing this, and was telling the retired Army Ranger about this at the Force Hospital. Thought you might find this interesting. This person is known to me, and his information has proven to be trustworthy and forthright, and there's 900 of them.
There's 900 guillotines?
Yeah. They've been delivered to Fort Harrison Hall. Yeah.
I guess we have to put that into our notebook of things we know about and just see what happens with it.
Yes, yeah, it's strange. It's like all those coffins, those FEMA coffins that have got stacked up in a field somewhere. Thousands and thousands and thousands. But I thought that was interesting. It was really annoying. You know, those GIF images. You get inside of, like, you know, adverts, and there's some bloke stood there wobbling his belly around. Almost trying to read that out.
Well,
I won't
listen.
Go into any more because I won't go into any of the topics because we're not far from. I'll tell you what, I'll read this out quickly. Have you got time? Or
yeah.
A Houston, Texas couple was horrified when the baby monitor in their young child's room was taken over by a hacker who verbally attacked them and even used their daughter's name. Mark Gilbert says he was doing the dishes following his birthday celebration when he heard strange sounds coming from 2-year-old Allison's bedroom. He discovered they were coming from the baby monitor as a strange voice called his sleeping daughter an effing moron and little slut before he quickly unplugged it. The virtual intruder knew Allison by name because it was written just above her head on the wall everywhere she dozed. The hacker then yelled at Gilbert and his wife using expletives and what described as a British or European accent. He said, "Wake up, Allison, you little expletives." Allison is deaf, but she has cochlear implants. It was turned off, and she is never bothered. She was never bothered by the shocking intrusion. Then things became even creepier. I see the camera move on us, Gilbert says. At that point, I ran over and disconnected it and tried to figure out what happened. The father of two did his research and now believes his home internet router was hacked and monitor was subsequently accessed. I couldn't see the guy. All you could do was hear his voice, and he was controlling the camera, he said.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh.
He goes on, but that's crazy.
That is just creepy crazy, and just to scare people, you know?
Yeah.
Not very entertaining for everybody.
So that's that. No more news articles now.
Well, what do you think that we're going to talk about next week?
I told you to stop asking me that, because it sounds like we're not prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry. You never told me to stop asking you that question.
Go back and listen to the end of the show last week or the week before, and you'll hear me say it.
Maybe I just wasn't listening to you.
Yeah, probably right.
Well, remember, if you want to reach us, you can reach us on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show. We also have a link to our regular page. It's on the banner. I think all of those links are on the banner page. If you scroll up, if you're in the chat room or if you're listening to this on demand, when you see the pictures go by, you'll see links down there, how to reach us if you want to get in touch with us or just like the page, that sort of thing. But we're not sure of what next week's topic is going to be just yet. But I know it's going to be something that is enthralling and exciting. And remember, if you have a simple question, give us a call in. If you want a real, real
not
reading.
Not now, of course.
Not right now, of course. But if you want a real, real reading, get in touch with us because we'll sit back and really get to know each other. I guess that's basically it. I want to close the show out properly today.
Yeah, let's play a tune or something, or dance to rock, or, you know, a lullaby.
A lullaby? I think a lullaby would be good. Let's do that. Thanks, you guys, for listening today. We're going to play a little lullaby on our way out. And it really is always great to talk to you and see you. Have a good rest of your week. Say it.
Well, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Say what you always say.
Hello.
Never mind, Bill.
Okay, goodbye.